Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello, and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are moving on in our investigation to the parables of the Quran, or what we call the propaganda parables of Muhammad, or those who helped him to write these verses, the poetry of the Quran. Because as we have seen so far, there are no parables in the Quran. Muhammad and Muslim scholars do not understand what are parables, because parable is not just a verse or a line of poetry in a poem. We're not talking about some rhyme, but we're talking about a story from which we can learn and listen if we actually know what the author's intent by what he said in the parable. So today, once again, we will explore how another parable was retold from the Bible in the Quran. We're talking about that which our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, taught us in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21, comparing to that which Muhammad wrote in his Quran, that is Quran chapter 10 and verse 24, to see the key differences in both of the Bible and the Quran. So, without further ado, let's look at what is written in Quran chapter 10 and verse 24. For here is one more parable in the Quran. As Allah stated, surely the parable of the world's life is only like water we send down from the heaven, so it mixes with the plants of the earth, of which people and livestock eat, until the earth has received its remnant and is highly embellished, and its people thought that they are able over it. Our command came to it night or day, so we made it a reaping, as if it had not flourished yesterday. Likewise, we expound on the verses to a reflecting people. So now let us examine together the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari about that parable. He stated that the life of this world is like water came from heaven, or we can just simply like rain. The life of this world like rain? Where are we going to go with that parable? Literally, my life and your life is like rain? What about that rain? He said, come down from heaven. Wow, are you serious? You mean the rain will come from heaven down to earth? What if it was a spring and the water come up from the spring to the earth? Will this not help the plants and the trees to grow? Anyway, Al-Tabari continued to say, so it's mixed with the earth. And because it mixed with the earth, the plants grow. And people and livestock ate the plant. So far, we're talking about something we can observe by our own eyes and we can see in every day in the days of our life. Where is the miracle in that verse? I do not see. Where is the parable in that verse? I do not see. Continuing with Al-Tabari, he stated, when the rain came down from heaven, different kind of plants were mixed with the water of the rain, as we have in the case of wheat and corn and different fruit, and the livestock and the animals eat from it, until the earth received its beauty and its glory from it. He meant, obviously, from the rain. Now, Al-Tabari went on and on to talk about the different way of pronouncing the word highly embellished. For that word can be read in different ways in the Arabic language, which, by the way, is a great evidence that we have more than one reading to the words of the Quran, which end with different meaning of the words of the Quran. It is not one reading and one meaning as Muslims claim in the West. We move on in Al-Tabari interpretation when he told us that, and its people thought, he meant the people of the earth thought that they are able over it, meaning the plans. Their apple over the plans. Al-Tibri continued to say that people thought that Allah will not destroy it except with the sin of its people. And here I must say, how in the world Al-Tibri come up with this interpretation? There is no sin in the verse of the Quran, and that is what I call fabrication, not interpretation. Anyway, Marwan said that he read it like that, but it is not actually written in the Quran. Also, Ibn Abbas said, yes, he read it from another man by the name Ibn Abi Ka'b. A different reading for the words of Allah in the Quran will give us different meaning. Somehow, Muslim scholars are telling us that's how they read the verse, even though the wording of such reading does not exist in the Quran. And then Allah stated that His command came to it, night or day. When you read the word night or day, which means we do not really know if this thing ever happened. Because when Allah said, our command came to it, it means it did happen. But at the same time, Allah said in the Quran, night or day, which means He does not know if it happened or not. Because if I say, I came to Mr. Smith's house, I must know exactly when I came. Was it yesterday morning or yesterday evening? I cannot say I came to Mr. Smith's house morning or evening. No, it does not work that way, especially if we know that Allah Almighty, the God of Muhammad, knows everything. But somehow He does not tell us when His command came to it. But then it says, so we made it a reaping as if it had not flourished yesterday. Al-Tabari said, it means that these plants were cut from its root, and now it is no longer exist, as it never exist yesterday. All the beauty of it is gone. Allah ended Quran chapter 10 verse 24 by stating, likewise, we expound on the verses to a reflecting people. Al-Tabri stated that Allah meant by that He proved His evidence and His challenge to the people who can think and the people who can see, so they can separate between the matters to prove the point that there will not be any doubt in the chest. He meant in their heart, in their belief. So far, we read the verse 10:24, and I give you summary of the interpretation of Al-Tabri, and we have no idea what in the world the parable which Allah is talking about. The life of this world like rain. And the verses of the Quran went on and on and on without really a message. Where is the message? But believe it or not, we can examine the source from which Muhammad came up with that parable. And that is what is written in the book of Luke chapter 12 verses 16 to 21. And that will give us a very good opportunity to explain to our dear Muslim listeners and to the rest of us the difference between the parable of Muhammad in the Quran and the true parable of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in the Bible. You see, in the book of Luke chapter 12, beginning from verse 16, we read the following. Then He, that is our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, spoke a parable to them. Them here are the people, the crowd who were listening to Jesus, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So this is who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Obviously, from reading Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to verse 21, we can understand where Muhammad was going with his parable in Quran chapter 10 and verse 24. It's not about the size of the words, but it is the message of the word. Have Jesus went in depth like Muhammad did, we'll actually end with larger body of material comparing to that one verse of the Quran, because in similar words, Jesus said in verse 16, the ground of a certain rich man yield plentifully. Jesus did not say, oh, the rain came from heaven and the rain mixed with the earth and the rain causes the field of that rich man to grow. And behold, so much fruit came out of the plant and the harvest was so plentiful and it was so beautiful and it was so great. No. Jesus did not go in depth to talk about all these details, which we can figure it out by simply knowing that the harvest grow. The harvest will not grow if there were not seed in the ground, or if there was not rain from the sky, or if there were not the perfect weather for the tree or the plants to grow. Jesus got to the point, and the point is very simple. Some rich men who have farm, who have ground, and this ground gave plentiful, yielded plentifully in that man's life. You see, in one simple sentence, we came out with more information than that which Muhammad put in the Quran. But as we read the Quran, we did not know the story, except Muhammad twisted the information which we do have in Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21, and he make it his own poetry. This is simply what Muhammad always have done. If he is quoting the story of creation, the story of Adam, the story of Noah, the story of Abraham, the story of Joseph, the story of David, the story of Elisha, the story of Jesus, whatever story Muhammad was copied from the Bible, he always twisted, changed the words, changed the information, and he inserted in his Quran. And he called that the miracle of Islam, the revelation of Allah to Muhammad through Angel Jibreel. I'm sorry. This is called plagiarism, with changing of some words. As a matter of fact, in most cases, Muhammad destroyed the biblical account in his poetry of the Quran. Now, that rich man, according to Jesus' parable, thought in himself, well, what should I do? I got lots of harvest. Oh, in simple words, he said, I will just take down all these barns and I build bigger one. And I will store all the harvest which I have from my ground. And then he made the mistake, which is, I will tell myself, take it easy. Enjoy life. You got lots of fruit and you got lots of years to live. Have a happy life. Now that rich man did not know that he is about to leave this world. And that is what we read in verse 20. When God spoke to him, he said, fool. Yes, he is a fool. Why is he a fool? He's not a fool because he worked hard. He's not a fool because he got lots of harvest. He's not a fool because he will build bigger barns to store his harvest. As a matter of fact, all that is wonderful. The foolishness of that rich man is he did not give God credit. He did not show thankfulness to God for his goodness on him. He did not share the blessing of God with others. But he only thought of himself, me, I, and myself. Where is God in that man's rich life? There is no place for God. And God faced him with the reality of what he is doing as a fool. That is when God said to him, today, you will die. So tell me, all these harvests, all these barns loaded with the goodness of your field, who's going to get it? Who's going to enjoy it? You're not. Because your life on this world is gone. Notice here also, Jesus did not say, by day or night. No. There is no day or night. His time is up to leave this world for his eternity. And he was a fool because he did not acknowledge God in his life. The wisdom of the Proverbs of the Lord Jesus in Luke 12 comes to us from verse 21. And I will read it again. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We need to acknowledge God in our life with whatever he blessed us with. We need to acknowledge God in our life, in our work, and in our harvest, that the Lord will be blessed in our life, that even the first thing come out of our harvest should be given to God. The first fruit of our field should be given to God. So may the Lord bless the rest of that which we keep to ourselves. That's not what this rich man did. Can you imagine with me? If he was not fool, but he was a wise man, and he looked at the harvest of his field, and he said, whoa, thank you, God, for your many blessings on my life. Now I can give more to the poor. Now I can help the needy. And now I can build even bigger barns, and I will store for who knows what the future will bring to me. Perhaps the longer I live, the more I can give. The more I show my thankful heart towards you. If he have done that, guess what? The Lord will say in verse 20, oh, you wise man, oh, you faithful servant, you were faithful on the little, I will even give you more, and I will bless you even with more. But that's not what this foolish man did. So you see, we got the story in the Bible as a parable. Jesus did not mention any specific name for specific people, and he taught us a lesson from that parable. That's not the case of the Quran. Muhammad gave us a poetry verse, that is Quran chapter 10, verse 24, about some ridiculous information which any person with logic can figure it out. Yeah, rain comes from heaven and causes a tree to grow, and the plants look beautiful, and then Allah decided to destroy this plant. And Allah does not know if it was day or night. And behold, now we look at the earth as it has nothing on it. And then Allah ended by saying, likewise, we expound on the verses to a reflecting people. What expound? To which people does it reflect? And to reflect on what? There is nothing in Quran chapter 10 verse 24 to reflect on. If you want to reflect, you go back to the source from which Muhammad came up with that parable. That is the parable of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we don't stop here. Why? Because as we continue to read in the book of Luke, now Jesus is explaining even more to his disciples. Remember, in the Bible, Jesus always speaks with parable to the crowd, but to his disciples, to those who want to know more about the kingdom of God, Jesus adds more information. For in verse 22, we read, then he, that is our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ said to his disciples, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn. And God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Then in verse 25 we'll read, and which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Jesus continued in verse 27. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more he will clothe you, O you of little faith. In verse 29, Jesus continued to say, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows what you need, that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. And we can go on and on and on with the rest of the teaching of our Lord and our Savior in the book of Luke chapter 12. So what is the parable? Interpretation is very simple. Don't worry about what to eat and what to drink. Don't be anxious about all the things you need, because all these things we need, God knows, and He will provide it to us at His perfect time. All what we need to do is think about the kingdom of God. Seek His righteousness. And on and on and on with the rest of the things which the world is looking for to gain, God will give it to us at His perfect time. You see now, not only we got the parable right in the book of Luke chapter 12, we actually got the understanding behind the parable. You read Quran 10:24 and you gain nothing out of it. You read the source from which Muhammad came up with that parable, which is the teaching of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the interpretation of that parable by Jesus to His disciples, and you get the full picture. And that is the whole purpose of why we have parables in the Bible. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.